afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the podcast for everything music, from new stuff to classic stuff.
1-2-1-2, you don't stop.
That's Gary Lucy, and I'm Pat Francis.
How you doing, everybody?
And we're already having a good time, everybody. We're going to talk about music. We're going to be funny.
Oh, man. How about this outpouring of love for Rock Solid, Pat?
I know. There's only a couple of reviews that are no good. And
haters got to hate.
Haters got to hate. One star, snore, zzz. But no, everyone's been really nice. We have like almost 75 followers on our Twitter account.
It's wonderful.
That's at Rock Solid Show on Twitter. You can follow us there. And no, everyone's been great. Lots of positive emails, direct emails, and people posting and listening, and our wives are listening. We can't get them to listen to us at home.
So I know, it's great.
Them saying, give me a CD of you all listening to it in the car.
It's really opened up communications between us.
Yeah.
So that's great.
And now you're remarried, right?
Because I know. No. No, it's I married her again.
That's right. You renewed your vows. Okay.
That's right.
I just always
put a ring on it.
That.
That's what I did. Coming up today on the show, it's our first ever Rock Solid Force Feed,
yes.
Where I pick a album that I like, and I force Pat to listen to it, and he picks one
that
he
like,
likes,
and I give it to Gary,
give it to me, and because you know, because we're from we're mismatched buddy cops,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Pat is the grizzled veteran who's a couple weeks away from retirement, and I'm the hotshot that plays by my own rules.
Oh, I'm getting too old for this. I'm getting too old for this Smurf. Trying to keep my kids away from that movie.
And I think we're going to have a review for you, and we have some other calls to action.
Yes.
But before we get into all that, Pat.
Yeah.
I have a little pop quiz for you.
Okay. I didn't know about this.
I know. It was a surprise. And people at home can play along with this. I am going to give you a quote from a Van Halen song.
Okay.
And you will tell me what song it is from.
Okay.
Now, this isn't a lyric. I'm going to quote one of those David Lee Roth spoken word interjections.
And oh, okay.
And you will tell. Okay. So,
all right.
So everybody playing along at home. Here we go. The first one.
How many of these do you have?
There's five.
Okay, great.
And there's only 50. So, anyway, here we go. I reached down between my legs.
Panama.
Eased this seat back. Right. That is Panama. Very good. Number two. I brought my pencil.
Hot for Teacher.
Very good. All right. They get hard. You know, they start easy. I like ease into them.
Okay.
How about one break coming up?
Unchained.
Very good. Man, this is
Fair Warning, 1981.
Very nice. Okay.
Come on, Dave. Give me a break.
Let's see.
Hey, one break coming
up. I like the way the line.
Idiot.
I like the way the line runs up the back of those stockings.
Well, everybody wants some.
That's right. I want some too. And this is my favorite one. Have you seen Junior's grades?
Cradle Will Rock.
Perfect score for Pat Francis.
Yay, I know my Van Halen with David Lee Roth.
I didn't say it was going to be like a brain teaser.
No.
It was just more like a limber up, just like ease into it.
I love it.
Like a Bikram there. Now we're ready for really get into the matter at hand, the issue.
Is CD Force Feed.
Yes.
This week I gave Gary the new CD by The Cars called Move Like This, and Gary gave me the newest album by the Black Keys called Brothers.
That's right. Do you want? How should we do this? Should you tell me what you thought of Brothers first? You want me to talk about The Cars first?
Well,
how can we go
see
about
what
this?
We do here. I tell you that I think that this Brothers album is for trust fund hipsters.
What?
And the first thing I couldn't. It was almost hard for me to get past the, oh, look how clever and cute we are album cover. the album cover.
Hold it up so we can see.
This is an album by the Black Keys. The name of the album is Brothers.
It's in a nice Cooper font.
And then on the back, it says, these are the songs, the names of the songs on this album. And these are the guys that aren't very good that are in the band. And these, and then, and the, you know, my favorite band of all time is Cheap Trick. Mm-hmm. And their latest album is called The Latest.
Yeah.
And I hate that, too, because it's like, oh, have you heard The Latest by Cheap Trick? Right. What are you listening to? I'm listening to The Latest by Cheap... Shut up.
Pat, would it surprise you to learn that this album won the Grammy Award for Best Packaging?
That would shock me.
It did.
It would shock me.
Not only did it is the packaging it's like kind of cool, but the CD itself, it's written with that thermal ink, so it looks black. But yeah. Then when you play it in your player, like, it warms up, and then you could like read stuff on it. It's cool. It's like those neat NPR coffee mugs.
Yeah, my Chicken Foot CD is the same way as
this. Oh, that's not a good recommendation.
No, that's not. So that's
Brad had an interjection.
Brad,
the packaging for the Black Keys album is actually a copy or homage to a Howlin' Wolf record.
Well, how do you feel now?
And what does the Howlin' Wolf, what does it say on the front? This is an album by Howlin' Wolf?
Yeah, it actually says, this is the new album by Howlin' Wolf. He didn't like it when he made it, but he likes it now. And it's actually him recording with all UK rock guys. So the album's really dirty and really filthy, and that was the inspiration for all the packaging.
Well... Get some original packaging in this, and it was what I would say by the Black Keys. Again, once again, the white man stealing from the black man. The black man gets no credit for his cover. These guys win a Grammy for the packaging.
Brad, did you have any of this queued up over there? Can we hear some? Let's hear the first single, "Tighten Up." This is produced by Danger Mouse. This is a
and this was the only song produced by Danger Mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is probably the most listenable song on the album.
Nice whistle. You probably heard this on a car commercial or something. Or
it's the worst thing about indie rock is anyone can make an album.
Oh, man.
And that's also the best thing about indie rock, that anyone can make an album.
Let's hear his voice a little bit.
I would like to hear his voice without a filter.
Yeah. It's called production.
I know, they need some. When was this? This was the third track, and already I was like, oh, Christ.
Would you not agree? Like
15, I had 12 more to go after this.
You wouldn't agree that Dan Auerbach is like the new Paul Rogers? That voice, like, these guys are not trust fund babies. They're from Akron, Ohio.
No. This is,
Akron is serious.
This is made for trust fund hipsters.
Oh, my God. Are you playing a character now? Is this podcast, Brad Francis?
I didn't like the fuzzy vocal effects. I found it grating and boring because it was just, there's so much of it.
Well, I will give it up that 15 songs is too much. Like 12 is my limit for any album. But this,
I agree with you. I don't care. I don't care if it's my favorite artist. 15 songs of anyone usually means that three aren't that great.
Exactly. You gotta edit yourself. But this is their sixth album.
Yes.
And
their most successful album.
Yeah.
This one has gone gold.
Gone gold. Debuted at number 3.
Yeah.
Grammy Award Alternative Rock Album of the Year.
Yep.
In addition to the other one. That song we just heard won the Best Rock Duo Performance with Vocals.
Right.
And I don't know, probably won some Latin Grammys. This thing, it's to me, it's beyond repro- like, I don't sit around and listen to a lot of the blues, but I especially don't like that neoclassic blues, like a Keb Mo or something, because it's like too much classic, not enough neo. So, but this brings like this. I think it has some authenticity, and they put a new spin on it. But listen to these lyrics from The Go-Getter. This could have been penned by Howlin' Wolf himself. Mashed potatoes in cellophane. I see my life going down the drain. Hold me, baby, don't let go. Pretty girls help soften the blow. Can I get an amen? Come on, that is fantastic.
I think it's better when you do it than
when maybe I'll start you need a rock combo.
Now, here's what I'm saying. When I'm giving my view on this, this just means I don't like it. It doesn't mean, I'm not saying it's not good, but I am saying that. But this is just how I feel about it. I was angry when I listened to this. This was kind of like, for me, The Emperor Has No Clothes. It's like when people tell me that Lost in Translation and Black Swan are great movies, and I'm just like, ugh, no. And that's how I felt about this.
To me, the Emperor's New Clothes of music is something like Animal Collective, where it was just like, you know, every single critic had that as their number one album. It's unlistenable. It's not even recognizable as music. It's like a you know, like a dial tone or a fax machine thing or something like that. But it's
this was just a style of music that I just don't care for. And it's not that I don't like, you know, indie rock. I love the Raconteurs. I think that's a great album. Both of those albums are great. And I like the Sounds. I like Rooney. But I even liked Hockey better than this. I actually bought the Hockey CD this week.
Oh, nice.
And physical copy. Oh. And I liked that better. Hockey does our theme song, and we're not allowed to use it. Wow. But we're using it.
Well, that is this. I was very surprised. I thought you'd like, you know, like. Anyway, so that's
And so after I listened to it twice, then I'm like, okay, well, let me at least give the singles a try again, which were Tighten Up.
Mm-hmm.
Man, my eyes are shot, especially with this horrible packaging that puts this color font on black.
And they just put out a fourth single on here, Next Girl, yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be like my ex-girl. That's the that's the message there. That's, oh, man, I'm...
Yeah, I even share a name with this one guy, Patrick, and I might just... is this Art Carney's son, grandson?
I don't know.
Patrick Carney. Yeah, I just, you know, this really, you know what? This was a perfect one for this week because if ever I felt force-fed, it was this Black Keys album.
So the verdict here is you would not purchase this again?
No.
Or, you would not seek out?
No.
You're not excited about what they have coming up?
I put this in my iTunes.
Uh-huh.
And when I get home, I will be removing it from the iTunes.
Oh,
not even the three singles will stay in my iTunes.
Wow.
I know.
Man, that's
It just didn't do anything for me, lyrically or musically. Hmm. I thought I couldn't tell one song from another, almost. Hmm. It just kind of all was fuzzy and... I'm like, oh, boy.
I'm a little, hard hit. I think one thing I've learned so far...
Because this was your favorite album of what, last year?
It was right up there. I mean, it's...
This got a lot of play.
It's got a lot of play, and it's...
In the CD player?
Like this, it's very, you know, it's the modern sound of today.
It probably is. You're probably right. God help our children. I'm sliding it to Gary.
I probably should have went first, because you gave me the Cars, what's it called?
Move Like This. But I think you already had it, so is that fair?
I did, so that's...
It's kind of not fair. I wish I would have known that. I would have given you Avril Lavigne's new album.
It's kind of not fair, but...
she swears like a dirty whore.
I will say this about the about the new Cars album. It's not too shabby. It's but the one thing that makes me mad about it is, you know, they broke up in what, like 87 or something, or 88?
Door to Door came out in 87. That was their last studio effort.
So they could have put this out in 89, and it would have sounded like, you know, like it seems like a logical progression from that. Like, but what did they do after breaking up? They didn't, like, nobody ever did anything. So, like...
Well, Rick Ocasek has done solo albums.
He did some solo albums.
And his solo albums do not... You would think they would sound like Cars albums. And a few songs do, but then, for the most part, they don't really sound like Cars albums.
Do you like that Emotions in Motion song? I like that Give Me Something to Grab For.
Oh, I love that song. That sounds like a Cars song.
Yeah. But, you think, like, okay, well, they have to break up, but
right.
Maybe they, you know, maybe we'll get, like, four or five good albums, but nobody did anything with their solo careers. But, so this was like...
But Rick Ocasek, I want to again say he's continued to record since the Cars.
Oh,
he's got six solo albums.
Yeah, yeah. He had
Next Your Day, Troubleizing, Fireball Zone, Quick Change World. I'm a fan.
Man, you spend a lot of time in the cutout bins. I think no one's ever heard of any
cutout bin now.
But
I'll tell you what. Go ahead. I'll let you continue, and then I'll weigh in.
Well, to use the car analogy, like, I think they stopped making the Camaro right around that time, right? The 87.
Yeah.
And then just recently they've brought back the Camaro.
Right.
And it looks as if they would have been making them all this time.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, like the new Camaro doesn't look like like what a 91 Camaro would have looked
right.
like. But so I was hoping maybe it would have been like that. I will also say that you would think, like, oh, the ghost of Ben Orr might hover over this project. Like, how could it really be a Cars album when the guy who sang a lot of the hits is dead?
But he is missing, too. I mean, you can definitely find the three to four songs that would have sounded great if Ben Orr was singing on them.
Soon. That one song, that a slow song would have been perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
With him singing, but it's comparing it to those posthumous Beatles songs.
Yes,
I buy those. I recognize those Beatles songs when I have like Beatles only, and those come up. It's like, oh yeah, okay.
Freezer Bird, and what's the other one?
I thought you said Freezer Burn.
Freezer Burn.
That's my favorite
great.
Beatles song. Freezer.
That'd be a great name for a band, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, Freezer. Burn. Write that down. Nobody
so
take
Free
it.
As a Bird
and Real Love.
Real Love. Yeah.
Yeah.
I recognize those as Beatles songs.
They're Beatles songs. So I think.
I actually have a playlist that says not really Beatles, and I put those two in it.
Wish you'd think it was the Beatles, but I think Sad Song, it's right up there in their canon. Blue Tip, very fine.
Yep.
So I am going to give this. I was going to give this my highest recommendation, Whole Buffet, where you just go ahead and buy the whole album. But in light of Pat's scathing comments, look, Matt Belknap had to leave the room.
He left
the
room.
He couldn't take your comments about the Black Keys. I'm going to give this a la carte. You know, you get you some Blue Tip, some Sad Song. Free is all right.
Yeah, half of it's produced by Rick Ocasek in the Cars, and half of it's produced by Jack Knife Lee, who's worked with...
Jack Knife Lee?
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's worked with R.E.M. and U2. And I actually like the songs that he had a little hand in a little bit better than the other five. But it does stick with your rule if it's just 10 songs.
Yeah. And yeah.
Cars albums always just had 9 or 10 songs. Maybe I think Candio has 11.
Hit it and quit it.
But
people may well ask, what is the purpose of an exercise like you're listening to what you like and you're happy,
right?
I'm listening to what I like and I'm happy. Just we'll leave well enough alone. But I think the argument is, do you just want to get by, or do you want to flourish? Like,
right?
I was thinking about before I was married for the first time to the same wife,
the same one.
I never set foot in a church, but my wife, you know, growing up in the Episcopal Church, it was a big part of her childhood, doing a lot of community service. She wanted to make sure our son had that, so we joined a church, and I had my misgivings. Like, but then when I got there, I discovered suddenly I have this whole new group of friends, these church friends that I never knew I would have had before. I didn't know I was missing them. I had my work friends and my old friends and my Facebook friends and everything like that. But suddenly I had this new, like, very specialized group, which is, you know, and all these people are very dear to me. I didn't know I was missing them. So I thought this was going to be a thing like that where Pat was like, I didn't know all the love I was missing from the Black Keys. But it sounds like I've reduced your enjoyment of
life. Well, this will be an exercise that we do again, and I'm sure down the road we're gonna hit on all cylinders. You're gonna like what I give you, and I'm gonna like what you give. It's gonna be a full buffet on both sides.
But let's agree that Sad Song is pretty tasty. You want to hear some of that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear Sad Song.
To give and I'm gonna weep gently while Brad gets that. It's like made up out of leftover car parts.
It sounds like it is, yeah. It's got the hand claps
and some chicka-chickas, and it's nice.
Let's hear these Rick Ocasek lyrics that don't make any sense.
Too many dreamers looking
for the ones at last. Never know what he means.
It makes its own kind of sense.
It does. Yes, if you told me this was on Shake It Up or Candio, I would say, oh, okay, I thought I knew that song. Now, what are we going to drop in one of the Black Keys?
Yeah, then, but so keep that in your mind and then listen to this. Here, this is cut one like this. Listen, it's like some nice, like some T-Rex boogie stomp, and then comes in with that Prince falsetto.
I'm nothing. Bobbing my head.
Promise me you won't delete this. You can do it, but just tell me. I won't check.
Then after this, jump into Howlin' for You.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we can hear the faux Gary Glitter intro. See, I don't like that vocal. It sounds put on. Doesn't sound from the heart. Sounds like I'm going to sing like this on purpose.
What? Oh, like Mick Jagger said in Emotional Rescue?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't like Prince either?
I do like Prince.
Okay.
I do like Prince. Here we go. Rock and roll, Gary Glitter.
This is filthy.
Yeah. All right.
Talk about used car parts. They don't even give the man credit for stealing his riff.
Well, he's a dirty pedophile. He doesn't deserve it.
I wouldn't give him the credit either because of that.
Anyway. All right. I'm just going to drop it. I'm going to drop the whole thing. I'm going to move on. Thank you, Bradford.
Let's hear another. Hold on.
me see the Cars plate.
We have some blue tip on there or something? Or some,
I
want to
get one that wasn't on the radio.
Okay.
All of them?
Give me free. Come on, there's two videos. They got two videos. The Black Keys make videos?
Yes, yeah, they have cool videos.
This is Free?
This is Freezer Burn.
I love that name. You know this drummer's using a click track, too. He hasn't played for 25 years. That sounds like a riff we've heard on another Cars album. At least they're ripping themselves off. They're not raping the bones of Howlin' Wolf.
And, well, this has been the first installment of Force Feed. It'll come back, you know, some point down the road. But if you have any suggestions that like a for like a young punk like me who doesn't know his history, or for an old crotchety kook like Pat who needs to get with it.
I am not that much older than you.
I know. We're essentially the same age.
Year and a half
but,
older.
But please send those to our Twitter.
Yeah, tweet them to us.
At Rock Solid
Show. I like that the people were posting on the AST boards. They were posting their five debut albums.
Yes, I love that. And we even got some title fight suggestions, I think.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, so we're definitely going
to
do that.
So we will try to use those next time we do a title fight. Or I guess we're not going to be best debuts again, right?
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe like some new debuts. I might be talking about a little debut a little later. But so what's next on the agenda? There's something I think there's some old business we've been rolling over.
Yeah, three shows now. This is the third show. Two shows now we haven't talked about. We're going to review an album. I don't know. Do you have that in your? Do you have it ready, Brad?
Which one?
The I don't want to give it away.
It's starts with an F.
Do you have this in there?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get that. Nice. Meanwhile, do we have a brand name for our review segment? Or is it just
we should have a brand name.
Review.
What would it be? We are called Rock Solid.
The Rock Solid Review.
That's
like with a UE.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
Ready for it?
There's no bad ideas.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of this is the new album. This we want to review the new album by the Foo Fighters. It's not new now. It's been out for quite
since April.
Yeah, since April. It's called Wasting Light, and let's hear a little bit of the first track.
Yeah, I'm very influenced by Black Keys.
I'm so sorry. I have three different MP3s of this, and none of them will play.
Oh, that's interesting.
Foo Fighters?
No, of the
Foos.
Oh, no. No, no. There was no foos given to me.
You don't have, oh, well.
Should we push this off for next show?
Wow, that's going to be interesting to review the Foo Fighters without having any Foo Fighters.
No one told me anything about Foo.
Oh, that is weird. Well, the new Foo Fighters album is how do you feel about it, Gary?
Well, you know, Howard Hawks, the great film director, when asked what makes a good movie, he said three great scenes and no bad scenes. And that's I think that sums up this Foo Fighters album. Three great songs, no bad songs. So it's a good album. You know, like I like The Rope. I like Walk.
Walk is if did you see Thor?
Yeah, that was the best part of Thor. End.
When Walk by the Foo Fighters played over the end credits of Thor, man, I loved it so much. I love that
album.
It was
great because it was loud and everything. I'm going to tell you, we don't need the music because I'm going to tell
you're going to sing it.
I have 3 to 4 anecdotes that'll make Dave Grohl seem very endearing. To you.
Okay. Have you met him?
I haven't met him, but I saw him at Michael's craft store in Encino on a Sunday morning.
With his kids?
With his little daughter, and they both had matching like pigtails in.
Oh, that's great.
It was very cute. And yeah, she's like a preschool. I didn't approach her, but he's, so that was very adorable.
Because they live right here, because I've run into Taylor Hawkins twice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like definitely out of the valley. And I, one of my great rock and roll moments last December, friend of a friend invited me. They did some filming for that DVD that came out recently, that concert film. The back and forth documentary.
It's great.
They did this great concert at Paladino's over there on Reseda Boulevard.
Oh yeah, rock club.
I got to go to that show.
Saw the Paladino's Foo Fighters show. How did you know about it again?
My face was rocked out. It was a friend of mine. He's friends with Butch Vig's wife.
Okay.
And they invited us out, and he had an extra ticket and said, "Hey, Gary, come along." It was amazing. You think like, oh, you know, they're probably, I wouldn't mind hearing their new songs. You know, they're probably going to showcase those for some DVD. They played everything.
They have so many great songs.
You don't realize. And Fee Weibo was there. Saw him.
Wow, from the Tubes.
From the Tubes. And Chris Novoselic from Nirvana. And yeah, wrapped out with Butch Vig. It was one of my great
rock and roll experiences.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah, that's the thing we didn't touch on. The new album is produced by Butch Vig, who produced Nevermind by Nirvana. It's they did it at Dave Grohl's house. This is covered in the new documentary also. They did it on tape, analog tape. You actually get a piece of the tape in the CD.
Is that
right? They cut it all up.
Oh, wow. I bought some.
It could just be a piece of whatever tape.
It could be scotch tape.
There's a piece of tape in there. Pat Smear is back in the band.
Yes.
He toured with Nirvana, and he was in Foo Fighters for the Color and the Shape album.
He was in the Germs back in the day.
He was with the Germs, and then... In the documentary, it's funny, like he left, and then ever since he left, he's like, oh, he's wanted to come back. So finally he's back. So the Foo Fighters are five man strong now.
Dave just seems like one of the nicest, coolest guys in rock. He seems like how you would be if you, the royal you.
Yeah.
If you were a rock star, you know, you would like, he seems like he's having fun.
Yep.
And, you know, and he's an amazing drummer.
Yeah.
He's written some great songs. I actually, full disclosure, do you ever listen to Sound Opinions?
I don't think I have. No.
A couple of like old.
No, I only listen to Rock Solid, Gary.
You only Rock Solid. This is in my pre-Rock Solid days, but when this album came out, they lambasted it. They compared Dave Grohl to the guy from Nickelback. Which one?
This Wasting Light?
Yeah.
Come on.
And I had to call
that
up.
That sounds like me reviewing the Black Keys.
Exactly.
On your high horse.
I couldn't stand it. So I called in and I defended Foo Fighters.
Did you sway them?
No, they just played it at the end of the, you know, on the, you know, got a comment? Give us a call.
got a comment? Phone in. We'll dismiss it.
We'll dismiss it.
My favorite part in the back and forth documentary is Dave is recording a guitar part, and he's sitting in a chair, and all the band members are around, and Butch Vig's rolling tape, and his daughter comes up behind him, and he's playing the guitar part, and she's just tapping him, and the camera's on him, and you see her behind him, and she keeps tapping him, and he slowly just starts to laugh, and then he has to stop. He's like, "Yes, honey, what is it?" And so, we have kids,
and Brad,
you have kids. No. Well, we have kids, and you know what that's like when you're trying to do work. And he's just like, "What is it, honey?" And she says, "You promised that we were going to go swimming." And he's just like, "I know, honey. I just have to, daddy just has to, you know, me, I would be like, daddy just has to, whatever crap I'd be doing." But he gets to say, "Daddy's just laying down a guitar riff on one of the best albums of 2011. But, so it's really, really sweet. And then the next scene is they're leaving and they go swimming.
Sweet.
And then my Taylor Hawkins interaction, I was at there's a gas station on the corner of Ventura and Canoga, and I'm pumping gas, and this both times I've seen him, he said the same thing on. He said cargo shorts and like a beat up just yellow banana yellow colored t-shirt that it looks like he's been wearing for a week and a half. It's all like, it's, you know, it's threadbare and
maybe he's
sweaty.
Just got the one outfit.
He might just have the one out. He's got his stage clothes and then this.
Yeah. And because they're known for their stage costumery, like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Right,
exactly. or Kiss.
Or Kiss.
Or the Jacksons, I guess.
What's
or Devo.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm like, I want to say something. I want to talk to him. And then he comes out and he gets in his car, and I miss my opportunity. So I'm like, okay. So I finish pumping, and then he gets out of his car and goes back in again.
Uh-huh.
So then I'm like, okay.
That was the universe telling you.
Yeah. So I go, and he comes walking out, and I go, excuse me, however you get their attention, like, hey, man, I don't even know what I said. Hey.
Just want to let them know that you're cool.
Yeah. What are you, excuse me, Mr. Hawkins, or what are you going to say? I forget what I said. I said, I think I just said, hey. I think that's probably what I said. I said, hey, and he turned around, took his sunglasses off, and I said, Wasting Light is awesome. And he just puts his fist out.
Yeah.
Because he wants a fist bump. So
nice.
We bump it up, and then I go to blow it up, but I didn't blow it up.
Good.
Tuck it back. And then he goes, He goes, man, that album's on tape.
Yeah.
Okay? But I think he means it's on a cassette tape.
Oh, I see.
So I go, really? Who's buying cassettes? And he goes, what? And I go, huh? And then he goes, it was recorded on tape. I go, yeah, I knew that. And then he goes, that's the only way to make a rock record. And then I say, because I just can't leave it at that, I say, you better make the next one like that too. And of course, I'm sure he took that to heart.
Yeah, he better.
And then we cordially.
He told you to call his listener.
Parted ways. I turned away embarrassed, and he couldn't wait to get out of there. Probably in his head, he said, I will never come to this gas station again. And then
he went off to Michael's.
Then there's a great record store in, I think it's, I guess, officially Tarzana. It's on Ventura Boulevard. It's called CD Trader.
Sure.
Have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
And I saw him in there one day.
Oh, really?
So I look and see if there's any Foo Fighters vinyl. Because
you're an autograph hound.
Yes, and there's no Foo Fighters vinyl. So then I go.
So you had him sign a copy of...
There was a Taylor Hawkins. He has a solo band that he does, and I found that CD, and I'm like... And I'm like, nah, I can't drop the $15.99 for the Taylor Hawkins and the Coattail Riders is what it's called.
The Coattail Riders.
Yeah, which is funny. But and I actually think it's the same font on the album cover as that Black Keys.
Cooper?
Yeah, because that's the Cooper font.
Yeah.
So that's my, but I agree. I love this Wasting Light album. I think it's one of their best. It's one of my favorite of their albums. I really like it, start to finish.
I give it a full buffet. Yeah, don't miss it. You won't be disappointed. What's your favorite? What's your all-time favorite Foo Fighters song?
My all-time favorite Foo Fighters song is. Let me think.
The correct answer is Acoustic Everlong.
Well, that is great. You know what? I can't pick one.
Oh, okay.
Because I love Monkey Wrench and I love
Very
the Pretender,
answer.
And I love everything. They're just when you see them in concert, they do not disappoint. It's just riff after hit after hit. It's just
I put it forward that if there was like ever some kind of intergalactic rock battle, that we'd have to pick Foo Fighters to represent the Earth at this day and age. Would you say that they're our finest rock band?
I think they're the last great American rock band before the record industry collapsed. Because, now you hold up the Black Keys, and what's a shame about a band like the Black Keys is I don't know, I'm being serious now, I don't know that a band like the Black Keys or any new bands will ever be able to have a monetary career like bands used to be able to have. Like the Foo Fighters could stop right now and be set, but I think the Black Keys and these other bands... Because the record industry is so different and people like I don't think kids these days buy any of the music.
Right.
Like I'll ask my nephews, I'll say, hey, have you heard this? Yeah, I downloaded that 3 weeks before it came out. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to figure that stuff out. We'll
yeah, I mean, you think the bands are going to eventually get paid again? Brad shaking his head, no way.
It's all road money.
Yeah, it's all road money. It used to be... It used to be reverse of how it is now. Now you tour in order to make an album before you made an album to tour behind, right?
Yeah, I mean, the common sense now is that you know people are going to pirate the music.
Yeah.
You know they're going to take it. So you just put it out to put it out, then follow it up on the road.
And hope that your merch sells.
Yeah.
That was the Minuteman philosophy. They would say, like, they looked at their albums as a type of flyer.
Right.
It was like something to get to people to the show.
Right.
Yeah.
But radio is not what it used to be either. Like, let's say, even though I don't care for the Black Keys, let's say that was all over radio, the way that Monkey Wrench or My Hero or Everlong or Big Me, any of those songs were. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, you know, then people would go. And they wouldn't just buy the one song on iTunes. They would go, they would buy that album. If they heard three songs they liked, they would buy that album.
So how
that's what I miss. That's what I miss. I do. Mm-hmm. iTunes is the greatest and worst thing to happen to music.
True debt.
Yeah,
true dat, my friend. Wow. Well, okay. Well, we'll
serious discussion by the men of Rock Solid.
That's what I'm glad that goofball Belknap took off, so we could finally get down to brass tacks.
So I have I have a couple new releases for this week coming out as of when you hear this on Thursday, these will have come out the previous Tuesday. I like to always check and see what new releases are, even if it's not the music I like. I like to put it out there. One third of Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland.
Oh, Kelly Rowland, right.
She has her third CD, comes out this Tuesday, Here I Am. Josh Stone,
Sure.
Has a new CD called LP1, and I was reading about it. It said that she had full creative control on this. I don't know what that means. I guess the, I know. Is that good or bad?
Uh-oh.
We'll find out what happens. I guess the record company not involved. Also, a band from the 70s, America.
Oh, wow.
They have a cover CD out called My Back Pages.
Oh, I bet that'll be good.
Well, they're covering stuff by James Taylor, Bob Dylan, Gin Blossoms.
Oh.
And they're actually covering, guess what Simon and Garfunkel song they're going to cover?
It's probably not Feeling Groovy.
America.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So oh, what a great idea.
And what else? Reissue of the week, Aretha Franklin, 30 Greatest Hits. I think if you have the 30 Greatest Hits by Aretha Franklin, you're probably covered if you're someone of my age or younger.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, this doesn't have my 34th favorite. But,
Brad, you got something?
Yeah, the if you're a big Aretha Franklin fan.
Big Aretha Franklin fan?
Columbia Records or Sony just put out the first 5 Aretha Franklin Ooh. Albums on Columbia
wow.
box set.
Totally. First 5 Aretha Franklin albums?
Remastered
the whole deal.
Really
that's great. Really and then there's a DVD coming out right now, and it's not necessarily a music DVD, but it's not necessarily not. It's the Blues Brothers is hitting Blu-ray DVD
oh,
this week.
A lot of great performances.
A lot of great performances in there.
Aretha Franklin.
James Brown. Ray Charles. Shake Your Tail Feather.
Blues Brothers Band, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
The Booker T.
The Booker T.
You're right, yeah. Duck Dunn and...
Steve Cropper.
Yeah, and Duck Dunn.
Blue Lou Marini.
Yep.
Steve Jordan.
Who else do we got in there? Someone else.
Alan
Rubin.
Okay, that's all I got. my call to action this week is the new... issue of Spin just hit the newsstands there. It's Nevermind 20 years later. They talk about Nirvana Nevermind. No, 20 years. Imagine that. And
it's crazy.
They get I love it when they do these kind of people's histories of the things. They talk to a lot of people, a lot of musicians, a lot of non-musicians like Patton Oswalt is uh-huh. and some people. And you know,
well, Patton Oswalt, they interview him for everything.
Yes. He's the
man to go to,
the
right
leading
now.
Authority. But so that's very interesting. They interview the photographer who took the picture of the swimming baby and ask him what that day was like and stuff like that.
That's a pretty iconic cover.
For sure.
It's unbelievable.
It almost didn't turn out to be that baby. You could read all about it. They had some other baby, this girl baby, who didn't have a big schlong like the other kid, who was like much more game and much more willing to pose and everything.
I think it's ickier if it's a girl.
Oh yeah, by far.
Don't you think so? For some reason? I don't know why.
Well,
it's like because women are so sexualized anyway, all the time, everywhere. Let's let the boys get a little of it.
Yeah, what is this, toddlers in tiaras?
Ew.
I know.
Anyway, Gary Glitter, moving on. You could download the soundtrack of the issue, and it has Meat Puppets are doing Teen Spirit, and the Vaselines do a song on there.
How's Meat Puppets' version of Teen Spirit?
It sounds neat. It sounds like the Meat Puppets doing that. They make it their own. And also, in this issue, you can see inside Steve Malkmus's house.
I don't know who Steve Malkmus is.
He's the lead singer of Pavement.
Okay.
And, Steve Malkmus and the Jicks.
So it's like a Cribs issue of
Spin? Well, no. Every once in a while, they like just take a peek in people's houses. And you could also, there's like a one.
That guy would have a lot bigger house if the music industry was
exactly.
Was better than it was.
He might have a gatefold on
yes.
that. But no, as it is, it's one room apartment. But there's also a nice one-pager on, if you want to hit that, Brad, my favorite new band, Yuck. They're, look at that. Check out the... Yeah. Talk about the class of 91.
I didn't know what happened there. I was like, oh my God, what happened?
This is my favorite new song of the year, favorite debut of the year.
Is that a girl?
That's a girl from, got a couple of pale English guys.
That girl looks like PJ Harvey a little bit.
You got like a Japanese gal looks like PJ Harvey
on
bass.
Is she the singer? Oh no, she's the bass player.
She's on bass. Then you got this guy with the cool rock fro on drums, a big dude.
Let's listen. What's this song called?
It's called Get Away.
Get Away by Yuck. See, I like this because I like the drums on this.
There you go. It's the power of the rock fro.
Yeah.
Remember that show, The Rock Fro Files?
They just got one album out right now? Yep.
They just got one album.
Let's do them a favor, everybody. Go buy this song. Say what the title of the song is one more time, Gary.
It's called Get Away by Yuck. And I think they have the whole album on Amazon for $5, maybe. And yeah, a lot of...
I'd like the power of Rock Solid to help these bands. Like,
yes.
What if a surge of... people would just go and drop a dollar and buy that getaway song. That would be nice.
You gotta do it, folks. It's
and then the band from Yuck would go, you know what? We made $67 this week.
This is great.
Let's divvy it up four ways. 10% for man, $670 for management.
At least the one guy wouldn't be spending his money on haircuts. He's got that big hair. What do we got coming up next week?
Next week we are going to do a thing called. You always hear about the sophomore slump,
mm-hmm.
but Gary and I are going to pick five albums each that we feel had a sophomore surge.
Yeah,
an album that was actually. The second album was better than the first album.
Maybe their best album of their whole careers.
There you go.
Man, that's bold. How can we do that?
I don't know. I'm going to really have to I have a couple in my head, but and people might not agree with us, but
that won't stop us from blathering on.
That's right. That is right. So, for Rock Solid, Never Not Funny presents Rock Solid. Thanks again to Jimmy Pardo and Matt Belknap for putting this together. Thanks to Brad Burlingame for being here and playing the tunes and giving us informational support. I'm Pat Francis.
Gary Lucy here. Grease for peace. I'm still working
still
on
working
sign
on
off.
Your sign off. And that's it. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Tomorrow's just a song away. A song away. A song away.